joining us now. Very excited for this next guest. I haven't had him on yet in my Mobile experience, but this is the first time having him on here. He represents the 21st Senate District in Alabama. That's Tuscaloosa County, Pickens County, Lamar County. State Senator Gerald Allen joins us on the line. Senator, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, and certainly hope that this time of the year has been good to you, Jeff, and it's going to be exciting to see what happens this time next week as well.
Yeah, well, it's that goes without saying.
Exactly.
Well, tell us how have things been. We haven't talked in a while. Dealing with COVID, a lot of your colleagues have had it and have struggled with it, but have recovered. Some scares there, but how are things for you, man?
Well, actually, the first 2 weeks of September, myself along with my wife spent 2 weeks on the Allen compound, recovering from the COVID ourselves. And, of course, we had a light case of it, but we went through the whole system of it, you know, with the light fevers and the light headaches and losing the smell and taste, sense. And so it was an experience to go through it. But trust me, Jeff, this is the real deal. And certainly, our hats off to our president for putting together the initiative to fast track the vaccine program and getting the first responders, the doctors, nurses, and all those individuals to be first in line to take this vaccine. And certainly it's been an ordeal, and it has affected every facet of our lives that you can speak of. And it's been challenging. And you can have many people on your show and they tell you the same thing. It's been challenging for a lot of people.
Had it? You going into that experience, did it change your mind about the virus and the way it ought to be handled?
Well, actually, of course, you know this as well as everyone else, is the fact that this is a new thing that we have faced as a country, and in fact, worldwide is facing this strange problem as we speak. So yeah, it's I guess from the 30,000 feet look down, is that, you know, from the technology end of it, and from how we have adjusted, and we looked at other ways of doing business and taking care of business. I think it has challenged us not only as individuals but as a state and as a nation as well. So it has put a new frame of mind altogether on how we approach in dealing with issues and problems. I do think that has been a benefit from this. Although I hate to say that we've learned some stuff from that, but I do think that has happened, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, because a lot of people, you know, they kind of dismissive of it, or they had big time concerns about the use of government to try to mitigate the threat and the close downs and the lockdowns and then the mask and all of that. And then you actually have to experience it, and you get a first, you get a kind of the experience of how dangerous it is. Does that change your mind? Did it change your mind?
Well, I do think that as policymakers, you know, take some steps backwards and evaluate on how we deal with this. And certainly, one of the things that has been a real huge problem is that how do we keep the small business, how we keep individuals working and providing, you know, for the families and for the community, and I mean, you know, for the city and county governments and the state government, you know, how do we keep functioning, and at the same time have policies and plans in place to protect the public from a very serious infectious type disease. And it's been certainly we've learned some things from it, and there are some things that we need to be very conscious of, and thank goodness we do have a vaccine coming, and that's going to be certainly probably much in front of us still. In fact, I heard a report the other day where this could last, you know, through the middle of 22. You know, I don't know. I'm not an expert on that. Okay, I've just heard that report, but it's my hope that by taking the vaccine and getting the vaccine and an opportunity for citizens to have the decision to take the vaccine and to be able to move forward and to protect ourselves, I think is vital and most important for us. I mean, we've got at some point get back to normal in this country. And certainly I hope that the plans of the vaccine and the way it's going to be distributed, it will be a vital part of moving us forward and where we can actually see real light at the end of a tunnel, so to speak.
Well, Timmy, do you think you guys are going to be able to conduct the business of the Alabama legislature in February in time? Do you think it will either have worked its way through or the vaccine will be readily available? Where do you put those prospects looking at February?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And, you know, we're 6 weeks away from, you know, the first Tuesday in February, which is February the 3rd, you know, and certainly surely will have some form of access to the lawmakers and to the state house and the systems that's been discussed. There's a number of options that's being considered and looked at. And even, you know, when you look at the House, and of course the House, you know, has 105 members and the Senate has 35 members. And, you know, the big deal is, you know, you got a state house that's not really positioned or suitable for this type of circumstance. See? And so how do you deal with this? Of course, technology may play a major role in how we conduct it. You know, I mean, it's been discussed about tablets, you know, and about members, you know, keeping their positions in their office and then have a chance to debate a bill that you may have to go to the floor. And of course, the information and it will be fed through, you know, throughout the state house and on the tablets or computers. So I'm not certain, Jeff, how this is gonna work or the end game on this. And it's wait and see what develops.
Well, it certainly seems you guys have a lot of a backlog of things you gotta address that, you know, at some point do you think push comes to shove and you just tough it out and you make do the best you can?
Yeah, the issues, I mean, of course, you got the state budgets, you know, and of course, the state is in great shape as far as the budget goes. The funeral fund and the ETF, the Education Trust Fund, you know, we put in place in 2010 the policies that protects those budgets. And, of course, the state constitution, as you know, Jeff, you know, has a provision in the constitution where, you know, you can only spend the amount of money that you have in the bank, and which is the right thing to do, because there are some states that don't have that written in their constitution. So we do have a balanced budget amendment in the constitution, and we as lawmakers since 2010 have not had a prorated budget, and so it's a good policy. It's one that I think is important for us. I think that the budgets will continue to be healthy because we're going to manage it on a very conservative outlook and how we look at things and how we plan things to set priorities for both the general fund and the ETF. And, of course, one of those big budget items, Jeff, and I'm certain that you have discussed this on your show from time to time, it's our prison issue, you know, and of course we have the federal government, the tort system looking down on Alabama currently. And from time to time, we have been, sued by the feds and we're putting together a program that certainly I think is going to appease the court system and the feds on this. And, of course, we addressed this issue back in 2016, if you recall. And, you know, it passed, you know, the House and went to the Senate and passed the Senate. Of course, after some changes, and then it went back to the House, and then the time ran out. The time ran out. And then we, you know, 2017, and, as you know, it just, that's the starting of the shift of the chair of the governor, you know, who, you know, we lost Bentley and we got, Governor Ivey, and one thing led to another. And so here we are today, still not, resolved the big issue on how to deal and answer the question of the federal government, that is, on how do we deal with this prison issue. And of course, we're looking at you know, some options right now. So we're very hopeful that this coming session that we can resolve some issues facing this great state dealing with prison.
Well, and you know, the legislature, as you mentioned, has tried before, but it sounds like you think this time, this year might be different in dealing with the prison problem.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. Yes, sir. And it's a plan that has been looked at by the governor's office and several people that have just researched on this, and certainly I would have to say the majority of the legislative members really haven't seen the real numbers yet on this and exactly how it's going to be put in place. And certainly there's some questions need to be answered. But at the end of the day, like you alluded to, is that we feel like this is the year that we're going to be able to agree on something that would be workable and suitable for everyone involved, even the federal government.
Joined by State Senator Gerald Allen for just a few more moments here. Real quick, Senator, I'm sure you're well aware of the Monument Preservation Act and that controversy. Yep. Does the legislature need to take another look at this in the upcoming session?
Well, it's probably I understand there may be some pieces of legislation introduced, and certainly I have not looked at any of those pieces, and I'm not sure how many more or if any more will be part of the mix this coming session. But I've always said this, Jeff, is that it's important to protect history. And it's something that I think is vital for us as a, not only as a state but as a nation, to look at what molded and shaped us as a state, and even as the events that occurred in our state that has some very huge roles that it played in the formation of public policies for our nation. And protecting history is important. And certainly there's going to be some issues this session, probably, most likely, as I've been told, that there will be some issues.
Well, we're going to keep an eye on that. I guess that's the topic. At least it's come up some, but I'm not sure where it really is on the priorities when you talk about everything else.
Well,
right?
I understand that, but let me just say once again, history is important to protect. And for generations that's going to follow you and I, it's important for us to protect history, because it's the real thing. I mean, that's who we are.
Well, Senator, we got to leave it there, but I thank you for coming on, and I'm glad to hear that you made it out of the woods with COVID-19. Sounds always a scare there.
Yeah, absolutely it is, and we have so much to be thankful for, Jeff, as a state, as a country, as a nation, And I just want to wish you and your family and all your audience just a Merry Christmas and just have a great 2021.
All right, Senator, well said, and if I don't hear from you again, Merry Christmas as well.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. That was State Senator Gerald Allen here on the program. He was the original sponsor of the Monument Preservation Act that has been controversial, to say the least.